Connection is a healthy and essential aspect of our daily lives. From a warm hug after a hard day to kind words just when we need them, these gentle moments give us an understanding of life's true meaning. But when the ability to connect is interrupted by the hustle of daily life and to-do lists pile up next to the worry of who needs school supplies, sometimes making decisions about our health and the well-being of our loved ones can take a back seat. When it comes to those we care for, vaccines are one of the greatest public health success stories, and along with other measures, are one way to help prevent certain diseases. At Merck, we envision communities where families, healthcare providers, local organizations, and advocates work together. Health equity happens when every person, regardless of age and ethnicity, in every community, has fair access to healthcare, including the vaccines they need. For more information, please visit whyvaccines.com.
Africa's key stakeholders believe that actions more than words are needed to address the global challenges facing the tea industry. East African Tea Trade Association Managing Director George Rumuga said those attending the 6th African Tea Convention understand the need to reduce production to improve quality and raise profitability, which is essential to finance climate resilience and achieve sustainable cultivation at origin worldwide. He said a key takeaway from the gathering is the need to establish a global alliance of tea-producing countries to enforce creative constraints on production. Rumuga cited India's decision to close factories nationwide for 3 months beginning November 30th as an example that other producing countries should adopt. He said that growers in the main tea-producing countries of Kenya, Malawi, Tanzania, Rwanda, and Uganda should lower volumes by reducing their pruning cycle to 3 years from the current practice of 4 years. He said attendees stressed the importance of government and tea board collaboration in establishing quality standards for producing quality teas. Quote, value addition is critical, end quote, he said. Rumuga explained that Africa has a huge potential for increased domestic consumption. Producers should pursue market diversification strategies, including leveraging the African Continental Free Trade Agreement to promote intra-African tea trade. He said he hopes to persuade tea producers to give the East Africa Tea Trade Association the marketing mandate to create new markets, expand emerging markets, and protect existing markets. Attendees discussed the negative impact of synthetic fertilizers on soil ecosystems and the importance of reducing reliance on wood for fuel. To promote sustainability, Africa's 18 tea-producing nations should increase the participation of women in decision-making positions, he said. The Rwanda Tea Association, the National Agricultural Export Development Board, and EATTA organized this year's conference in Kigali. The group last convened in Rwanda in 2013. Business Insight. After returning to Mombasa from the convention, EATTA's George Rumuga spoke in depth with TBiz on achieving a balanced definition of sustainability based on renewable energy, low-carbon production, and organic inputs. The interview posts Friday, October 25th. U.S.-based Tea Importers, Inc. has sold its majority interest in Sorwathi Tea Estate in Rwanda to an affiliate of Lakshmi Tea Company of India. Principal Andrew Wertheim, who announced the sale, writes that Sorwathi supports more than 6,000 smallholder farmers and employs nearly 2,500 workers in the factory fields and forests. He said this strategic move will positively impact the community, adding that the sales will bring synergies for Lakshmi customers buying Sorwathi tea produced at Jisovu, Funda, and Rugabo. Rudra Chatterjee, managing director of Lakshmi Group, shared this comment. Quote, we hope to build on the works the Wertheim family has done to enhance Sorwathi quality and improve realizations for smallholder farmers. Quote, in Jisovu, Funda, and Rugabadu, Farmer incomes have increased due to better price realization, writes Chatterjee, who also chairs the Silverback Tea Company, a joint venture between the Wood Foundation Africa and Luxby Estates. In 1972, the government of Rwanda invited Andrew's father, Joseph Wertheim, to build a factory in Kinihira, in Rwanda's northern province. A joint venture agreement was signed in 1975, with U.S. investors owning 51% and the government of Rwanda 49%. The first stage of the factory was completed in the fall of 1978, and the first tea was sold at London auctions in February 1979. Swazi now produces organic, orthodox, and green teas in addition to CTC teas, and is the largest single-producing tea factory in Rwanda. The estate and factories are internationally recognized leaders in corporate social responsibility, having received numerous awards. Quote, "We believe Luxby Tea will carry on our commitment to improving lives through tea while making the needed investments to expand Swazi's production capacity to the next level as the crop increases," end quote, writes Wertheim. In a letter announcing the sale to customers, Wertheim writes, quote, "It has been almost 50 years since we started in Rwanda, and the decision to leave was not easy. Swazi has been a big part of our family. It was our father's passion as well as ours. We hope you will all continue to support Swazi under leadership of Luxby Tea Company," end quote. The sale price was not disclosed. Luxby generates more than 1,500 crore, about 20 million annually in sales, approximately half of which comes from domestic sales and half from exports. Coca-Cola will launch TikTok-inspired Sprite Plus Tea next spring. The drink originated as a lemon-lime fusion of Lipton tea steeped in a bottle of soda that generated 19 million views and thousands of favorable comments on TikTok. The simple recipe involves jamming two black tea bags into the mouth of a bottle of Sprite, then close the lid and refrigerate for 3 hours while the tea cold brews a palatable variation of the well-known blend of half lemonade and half tea. The short how-to video that Malaysian beverage innovator Hisham Rao posted in July 2023 went viral, accumulating over 125 million impressions in the past year. Brand owners Coca-Cola took the hint and initiated multiple rounds of consumer research, confirming the combination of citrus offers, quote, "a satisfying Sprite-forward experience with distinct tea flavors," end quote. Coca-Cola introduced Sprite Plus Tea at the 2024 National Association of Convenience Stores show and announced a zero-calorie as well as sweetened version. Delish.com associate editor Gabby Romero writes that plenty of other people, many of whom have already DIY'd this combination, had a positive reaction to the news. Quote, "We're in the golden age of soda-based concoctions, with chains like Swig gaining notoriety on reality TV shows and the dirty, fluffy recipes going viral online. It's clear that sweet soft drinks are infinitely customizable," she wrote.
Produced by Atavita Studios. Connect your voice to the world.
Stop. Before you consider taking drastic measures to lose weight, like GLP-1 injections, consider Golo. Golo's release is easier than injections and fad diets. No need to jump through insurance hoops. It's simple. You take one release supplement with each meal. Golo's Release Supplement contains 7 natural plants and 3 key minerals that target body fat and combat the stress of dieting. With Golo, you follow the Golo for Life plan, where you'll safely and effectively control sugar cravings and hunger while minimizing muscle loss, allowing you to feel good and inspired to reach your goal weight. With Golo, you get an effective and affordable weight loss solution that's clinically proven. Because controlling glucose, maintaining healthy insulin levels, and saying goodbye to starvation dieting is the secret to lasting weight loss and wellness. Visit Golo.com to get started today. That's Golo.com. Go to Golo.com to join the 5 million people who have switched to Golo as a better way to lose weight. Visit GOLO.com today.